Hi folks, welcome back to season 2 of Two Suitcases, where we explore the immigrant experience. After last season, Raksha and I felt like there were so many topics we wanted to dive into that we never quite got to. Although this started off as an exploration of our personal journeys, we also felt inspired by the guests who came on to share their stories. In the off-season, we set out to engage with more of such stories and perspectives beyond our own. So this season, we have some amazing guests that share their thoughts and expertise on various topics.
Whether it's mental health in the immigrant context, exploring third culture identity through art, or dating as a third culture kid, we pursued conversations that further explore the various layers and nuances of the immigrant experience. Here are snippets from some of these conversations coming up this season.
And I think that speaks to, again, why therapy is not the norm in our community, right? Because not everyone, but many of us, our families carry intergenerational trauma with them. Yeah. And the way they coped with that trauma of leaving their families, leaving their homes, leaving what they knew, being scared in a new country. Many times people are taught, don't talk about it because it'll make you feel worse. Mm-hmm. Right? Or don't talk about it because we have to move forward. And if we don't move forward, we will not be able to get up.
So a lot of the studios in Lusaka were started by Indian Hindu men. And like that's Royal Art Studio, that's Photo Art Studio, that's Fine Art Studio, even Phoenix. So by virtue of that, it was already interesting to me. I didn't know why I was so drawn to them. I think it's because I had studied photography, and when I was trying to research in the library photographs from Africa and things, I'd come across like really big photographers from Mali and West Africa who had exhibited worldwide. There isn't much you see from Zambia. And so I was like, what is what I felt was pride. I was like, wow, we have something like this in Zambia. Like, obviously we do. We have photo studios, but we just haven't found or made the time to find. And so for me, I just happened upon this studio and happened upon this collection.
Despite that realization, it still took me a few years to be able to openly articulate that I'm not happy. I think I need to move on from this relationship. It was not easy for many of the reasons you mentioned, Bharat. It's, you know, sort of the feelings of what will my family think? What will society think? Will I ever find somebody? Will I be alone for the rest of my life? Which is not, it's not fair, right? To also do that to a partner, to say, I'm only staying with you because I'm terrified to be alone.
Right.
So of course, that's not fair to him. He deserves to be with somebody as well who just wants to be with him.
Join us for these conversations. Come and pack with us.